I'm sat in my grandmother's house. It's a home I've known longer than any other home, I guess, being in a family that moved around so much, I can't count how many houses we used to live in. Whilst growing up, it's kind of strange to think that my grandmother has been here since about 1973, perhaps. What's that? 37 years nearly in the same house, and it hasn't changed that much. I've had to decorate the occasional room, and every room, I would say, if you were viewing the house, the estate agent would say, is in need of some modernisation. The original kitchen from the 60s. I'm sat in a very creaky, very old chair, the same chair my granddad for many, many years used to sit in and eat his hard-boiled egg in the morning. It's kind of strange recording this because I don't ever really record stuff in the house because my grandmother is always fussing or asking me if I want a biscuit or talking, telling me stories or we're just gossiping about nothing in particular. Yet at the moment she's upstairs in bed, which is really unusual for the daytime. I guess she's bedridden. And it was quite a shock, very much a shock to the system when I walked in and saw her, and I was reminded very, very similarly I had a shock when I saw my mum when she was taken ill, and it wasn't long after that that my mum passed away. So to see my grandmother like this straight away, I kind of fear the worst naturally, and then when you think she's 85 years old, part of you says, well, it's inevitable anyway. But I'd just missed the doctor who had been called out and diagnosed a urinary tract infection or something, and said, I've left some tablets. I phoned up the doctor and said, look, you know, my grandmother doesn't necessarily remember stuff. Can you tell me exactly what you told her and what she needs to do? And why is she not in hospital? Oh, well, you know, hospitals, there's a chance that you'll pick up an infection in hospitals. I think really, they just think a person's had their innings, and I don't know, maybe that's a bit harsh of me to think that, but I had to remotely call a doctor out last night, and luckily a neighbour was here I couldn't get over, and it was quite late. The doctor came out and didn't really diagnose or do anything, said it's probably better that your doctor comes to see you. And that to me seems like the action of a doctor who's thinking, oh well, she's 85, she might not last the night. He said, I'll make her comfortable, was his words to me, which is just a horrible thing to hear, because it might have some genuine sentiment in there, but you make people comfortable in their last moments, don't you? Then there's the fact that my grandmother, being Italian, being very passionate, and yes, being exceptionally neurotic, actually having spent time in hospitals for being so in her younger years, she does not so much cry wolf, but if it looks like I can't make it over, she will say, well, I'll probably be dead tomorrow. Which, I must admit, does pull at the heartstrings and gets me over pretty swiftly. So you never know. It's just over an hour from where I live to where she lives now, and I'm often travelling over here just to lock the door because she can't lock it or something else. And she refuses care at home. She's starting to open up to the possibility. Very, very, very stubborn lady, and that's what's kept her going so long, I think. In the room next to me, in the living room, Lying on the floor on a duvet I just put down is my little lad, and he's kind of lying in the same place that myself and my brother would lie in when we were watching the telly through oh so many Christmases, or just oh so many Sundays when we come and used to come and visit as a family. Now he's kind of this strange new generation full of hope, I suppose. He's snoring away there. She's snoring away upstairs. Did manage to get her to drink something half an hour ago, which is great. And when she woke up, she looked so much better than when I first saw her. So refuses to eat anything. I bought all of her favourite fruits, which is mostly figs, fresh figs, grapes, tangerines and stuff. There's not a lot else I can do. I've just got a hot water bottle, all the rest of it. It's a weird one. It's a weird one. If she's not well tomorrow, I will force the doctor's hand by calling an ambulance and getting her in. I've got to get the boy back to Northamptonshire. It may be I come back over tonight. There's an amazing neighbour who is coming over at 5:30 to make sure my grandmother takes the pills, but it looks like she's just going to sleep through the night, so she's doing a lot of sleeping. The kitchen has a serving hatch, which I guess shows its age as well, and I'm looking through into what is the dining room, which used to have a bed in because my grandfather refused to go to hospital. And how old is he? 92 maybe? And we kind of watched him and were with him as he kind of died in there. So it's the house certainly stirs up all kinds of memories. Outside the back is a rough slabbed patio where I pulled my first wheelie and fell off the back. The bike I was on had stabilisers and I don't think was actually designed for pulling wheelies. I think my babysitter who used to live outside the back of here is strangely a middle-aged woman now who still remembers me, and just being in places for such a long period of time, there are so many memories attached to that physical space. I can't imagine what 85 years worth of memories must feel like. I'm going to have to wake the little lad up whose patterns today have been very, very erratic, to say the least, and I'm amazed that he's sleeping right now. Another look in on my ground, make sure everything's okay. Speak to the neighbour, make sure everything's looked after. Give my little lad something to eat. And then very, very reluctantly, head for home. This is a quick update. I just went to see my grandmother and she was getting out of bed to go to the bathroom, which is really nice.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Enid, how you doing? He is asleep. Hang on a second. Another update on the update. That was the neighbour coming in as I was just saying my gran got up and went to the bathroom and says the pain is a lot less, and the neighbour's come over thankfully to relieve me and make sure the tablets are taken at the right time and see my gran okay until bedtime. So I feel a little bit better about going and then just, I guess, Take each day as it comes. It's just... there's got to be good stuff about growing old, isn't there? I don't know.